There are municipal elections across the province of Ontario. Here at 610 CKTB, we are featuring or spotlighting the mayoral candidates for the 12 municipalities. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. will be a St. Catharines mayoral debate. Joining me right now, he is running for the mayor of the township of Waynefleet. Welcome to the program. Alfred Kears, how are you?
Good, yourself?
I am well. All right, so what drew you in to running for mayor of the township of Waynefleet?
Runaway property tax increases.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Tell me more about it. How high are they in Waynefleet?
Well, it's hard to say. Like, my personal one went up 37%. But that said, I did get impact. In the meantime, it was a newer house, and they didn't come till 2019 to do an assessment. So that did make it go up a fair bit.
So if high property taxes are the problem, outline some of your solutions then.
Well, I feel that we're top heavy at the township office with a lot of staff. So hope to build bridges with different communities and maybe possibly share, let's say, for instance, a bylaw officer with Port Colborne, maybe a building inspector from Pelham. Those are the things that I'm looking at, and hopefully we can make accommodations with the other municipalities. And we kill two birds with one stone. Help them out may help us out.
All right. I talked to another candidate yesterday about this, and I brought up something similar, and it sounds like that seems like one of your top priorities. Looking at shared services, whether it is, you know, a bylaw enforcement officer, as you mentioned, or other places that Waynefleet would, in your estimation, not need full-time or could maybe save money by sharing these services with neighboring communities.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at.
All right, when you look at Waynefleet right now, tell me about the housing situation in Waynefleet. Are you in a good position, or are you like many other communities in Niagara with a housing shortage?
Well, I guess I got to come to you from a different angle. We're limited as to how many houses we can put in here in Waynefleet, because provincial laws have made it so that we only can expand in the hamlets. So we're limited as to creating a larger tax base. So, I mean, we don't necessarily have a house shortage. So only because we're limited. And with that said, that means that because our tax base is not that big, so every time we have a decision to make at council, we have to take into consideration that there's only 6,500 people here in Waynefleet and that we have to live within our means.
What can be done in Waynefleet to attract or retain and expand businesses there by your municipality?
Could you ask that one again?
What can be done in Waynefleet to either attract new businesses or keep businesses there and expand? What can be done by the municipality to encourage business growth in Welland? Or, pardon me, Waynefleet.
Waynefleet. Being an agricultural society, agricultural township, I'm not too sure if we're going to be attracting a whole lot of businesses. We will be focusing in on tractor dealerships, seed suppliers, and that nature, which would be conducive to Waynefleet. I don't see a tire factory coming to Waynefleet or anything like that. Not big businesses.
No, certainly not big businesses. But as you understand, as many people understand, the revenue going into township hall coffers, or what is being done, private industry, right? Whether it's at the micro scale, you're a single person operating a business out of your house trying to put food on the table, or large, you employ five people, you employ 10 people, you employ 20 people, All of those are important. Like a mega factory coming to Waynefleet, like we can all rule that out. It's not going to happen. But is enough being done to encourage even small businesses to stay rooted in that community, to expand there, to maybe attract one or two more workers there, to grow within Waynefleet, which would then provide a little more revenue for the township in some way?
Yeah, I hear you now. Like, so you're talking about like mom and pop shops.
Right,
you know,
exactly. Even if you're,
So to do that, we have to try to, once again, live within our means so that our tax base, but our taxes are compatible with the rest of the Niagara Peninsula. And so with the next council, they have to have a very sharp pencil in order to make sure that the taxes don't increase like crazy, like they have in the past 4 years.
What would you do about tourism in Waynefleet? You have some of the best beaches in the Niagara region, very popular in the summer. Does anything need to be done about, you know, the small-scale tourism that's going on in Waynefleet?
Oh, that's a very good question. Is there any way to encourage it from a council point of view? I guess maybe make sure that all the bylaws are, you know, in sync with the rest of the people that want to enjoy it, that we're not over bylawed, if you want to say, call it that.
Yeah.
To make sure that it's, you know, it's inviting to come there. And so otherwise, you're absolutely right. It's a fantastic place to visit to spend your summer here. And so that's my one thing that I guess we would address to make sure that, yeah, all the bylaws are in sync and encourage people to come and visit versus hinder and scare people away.
As mayor of the township, you'd automatically be a regional councillor as well. Waynefleet just has the one single representation on regional council. How do you think Waynefleet's regional representation at Niagara has been, and what would you advocate for as Waynefleet's representative?
I'd advocate if things that they pass at region do not apply to Waynefleet, and I'll give you an example, the Niagara Transit System. I mean, we'll never have that presented here in Waynefleet. So I would like to see maybe some trade-off or something. Let's say, for instance, maybe they could help us with a fire chief or, so even though we pay into helping them with their Niagara Transit Committee, we would want to barter or make a deal that, okay, we'll support you, Niagara, but we in return want something in place of that, that we do need and that you can help us with.
Alf Kears, before I let you go, tell voters in Waynefleet why you would be the best choice on October 24th.
Well, what I have to offer for Waynefleet is 30 years in business. Not only 30 years in business, but 30 years in business in Waynefleet. I have been a resident for 48 years. I'm approachable with common sense. I've been involved with boards and committees, and I even coached soccer for Waynefleet. Those are the reasons why they should vote for Alfred. He cares about runaway taxes. He cares about living within his means. He cares to be efficient. He cares about our rural identity. And once again, coming back to the region, he wants to have a strong voice at the region.
Alfred Kears, best of luck on October 24th.
Thank you very much, Tom.